Father, we do thank thee today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together another day, for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. We pray that thou would open the Word today in a fashion that we will be able to grasp it and make application of it to our individual lives. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation, keeping in mind that we are studying that portion of Revelation 20 which deals with the great white throne judgment. We have been noticing who it is that is sitting upon the throne. We have noticed it is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we said to you in our last broadcast that though the Lord Jesus Christ today stands with open arms to receive those who come to him, there will come a day when he will sit in judgment upon the whole world. This is the age of grace in which we live now, and the Lord Jesus Christ looks to you with open countenance and welcoming arms. But there is a day coming when his countenance will be turned against the people who stand before him in this great white throne. And we ask ourselves in view of that, well, just who is it that will be standing before the great white throne? Will you notice in the 12th verse, please, the answer? John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now look down at verse 13. The sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. Who is it that stands before the throne of God? It is the folk who have been dead and who have been raised for the purpose of standing before the judgment bar of God. It is not human people, not living people, but people who have lived their lives and who have died and who stand before the judgment bar of God, having been resurrected for that purpose. We would like to be a little bit more particular here and say, who are the dead that stand before the throne? And we would suggest that you turn back to Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, and notice what John said when he said, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Notice verse 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. We told you, when we were looking at these verses earlier, that the word lived is not simply a reference to the fact that these people were alive. It is a reference to the fact that they were brought back to life. They were resurrected, so that you could read in the 5th verse that the rest of the dead were not resurrected until 1,000 years were finished. Before 1,000 years began, men were raised from the dead. Who were they? Well, if you will glance down at the 6th verse, you will find that they were blessed men. They were holy men. They were men who could not be held in the grasp of eternal judgment. They were Christian people who were raised before the millennial reign of Christ began. And if Christian people were raised from the dead, it would follow that those who remained dead until after the millennial reign of Christ is over were those people who had died without receiving a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you keep a marker here in Revelation 20, if you are following in your Bibles, and turn with me now to the Gospel of John, as we glance at a passage of Scripture that will help us to understand who these people are that are standing before the great white throne. You will notice the paragraph which begins with verse 21. John 5, 21. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them,
even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, that is, shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. Now, I am changing the word condemnation to judgment there purposely, because it is the word that is used for judgment in all of these passages of Scripture at which we have been looking. Notice verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Stop for a moment. Think about what you're reading. The hour is coming. It is not now in existence, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The dead in this passage of Scripture are those who are spiritually dead. And this sort of resurrection happens every day of the world, when men who are dead in trespasses and sin hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and believe it, and are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Individuals who are dead in trespasses and sin are made alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, look at verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation, or the resurrection of judgment. Notice verse 29. Two resurrections separated by a period of 1,000 years. They that have done good are raised in the resurrection of life, known as the first resurrection. They that have done evil are raised in the second resurrection. The last resurrection, the resurrection of damnation, the resurrection of judgment, which means they are raised for the purpose of judgment. Now let us go back to Revelation chapter 20 and settle in our minds once and for all that the only people who will be standing before the great white throne will be those people who have died without making a decision about Jesus Christ. If you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't need to be concerned about this judgment. As far as you are concerned, you will not be there. You do not need to wait, as some people tell you, until you get to this judgment and find out whether you are going to go to heaven or whether you are going to go to hell. That is already settled if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. There is therefore now no judgment to them who are in Christ Jesus. But I would say to you, if you have heard the gospel repeatedly and have made no decision about Jesus Christ and die in your sins, that there is no way for you to escape the judgment bar of God. There is no way for you to absent yourself from this great tribunal that is described in Revelation chapter 20. Did you notice the 13th verse when we read it a moment ago? Where do those dead people come from? You will notice in verse 13, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Now, death delivered up what it held in its grasp. What was it? The body. read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We don't have time to read it now. But you will find that the thing that death holds in its grasp is the human body. When the spirit leaves the body, death holds the body within its grasp and will still hold it within its grasp until resurrection day. But when men are raised to stand before the judgment bar of God, that is, when their bodies are raised, then death lets go of the body, and it stands at the judgment bar of God, occupied by the soul, the spirit, that once dwelt in it. Will you notice in the 13th verse that hell delivered up the dead which were in it? What does hell have in it? It has the spirits of all men who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. The word hell is a word that is used often in the Scriptures. Three different words are used to describe the same place in the Old Testament. It is Sheol, used 65 times. In the New Testament, it is Hades, and one other word in the New Testament, used only once, Tartarus. These are the abodes of departed spirits, where people, the spirits, live in perfect consciousness and in perfect torment until the day of judgment, when they are committed to the last final place of imprisonment. Let's get straight in our minds here. In view of the great amount of false teaching that is going abroad in our world today, what happens to some people when they leave this earth? If you are a child of God, if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the very moment that you die, you leave your body and you go to be with the Lord. The Bible says, absent from the body and present with the Lord. For verification of that, read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And with that, we must stop, because our time is gone today.